It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, today let's head over to the West Coast. I promised myself I wasn't going to do any kind of like LL Cool J intro for this one, but we're going to the Golden State. So help me welcome, as we learn, California's outdoor track and field qualifying system, the head coach of Tribuco Hills, Mr. JT Ayers. JT, how are you, sir? And start maybe with an introduction of yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on. Let's see, I've been coaching for 17 years, 15 years as a head coach. I'm at Tribuco Hills High School. It's a public school in Southern Orange County, California. And I was telling you off podcast, off mic, that I am part of the governing body. I'm the advisory board. I host a major qualifier at my school for the postseason process. The California State Meet Director, him and I are like best friends, and I'm constantly on the phone with him trying to ensure that we're doing everything correct, including, you know, what the governing body of California wants, but NFHS and all of that stuff. So yeah, I hope that gives a little credibility into what's going on with this podcast, but I would love to shed light on what California does and all the craziness we do, and I'm not even sure it's all good.
All right, well, let's get into it. We're quite enjoying as we're moving towards through our series here of all 50 states and 51, because we have Washington, D.C. here. So we're doing an alphabetical order. So we're in the C's. We're in California. Let's start here at the Golden State. Let's start with, some states have different governing bodies for private and public schools. What do we do in California? Are we all together? Are we separate? What's going on?
All together. Those private schools and the public schools, we compete with one another. And now there's different classes, which we'll get into, and it all has to do with the number of bodies that are at that school. So modern day, number one football school in the nation. I have dual meets with them, and they're 4x1, and they're all those kids are going to an SEC school, and my kids are all going to go to the community college and become accountants. So we have to compete with one another. It is one governing body for all of that. We call it CIF.
CIF. Yeah. What does that stand for? The California
Interscholastic Federation.
Okay. Cause that's usually like most of them are like, you know, the state, you know, C or A or L, whatever. And then High School Athletic Association. So it's IHSAA, it's AHSAA. This California is different. It's the CIF, a federation.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So, well, let's get into those divisions in California. What are we doing? How many divisions and what do we call them? A, double A, whatever.
This is where it gets a little complicated. So There is one, just one California state track meet with one division. Everyone's together. And this is where you can see someone like Jenna Prandini, who went to Clovis, which is the Central Valley. She can get second place on her own because she got three first place and scored 30 points. There is no other division. So there is a little jealousy when I see Colorado state title and the kid and, you know, the team was from some like third, you know, class three or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just one for us. Which has its downfalls. However, it's really kind of fun for everyone to come together, and you could be a very, very small school in the middle of nowhere, and you could be a very, very large school like Long Beach Poly, and they compete against one another.
So this has become a rarity. So hold on, I want to make sure we're hearing this. So if your school, because normally it's by the student body, right? So let's say there's a school that has 100 students, 9 through 12, and there's another student school that has 2,000, 9 through 12. They're competing against each other at the state competition.
Right. They're competing against one another at the state level, but we have to go back a little bit because there are 10 CIF sections in California. The southern section is the largest. That's everywhere from Long Beach to San Clemente back to Temecula. It's humongous. That's where I actually happen to be. There's a San Diego section, a San Francisco section, a Central Valley section. There's 10 different sections. They're all varying in size. So the way they break it down is those individual sections have a qualifying process to get to the state meet. And that starts with league prelims to league finals. Then they go to their individual CIF prelims. Now, the southern section, let me talk about this one because this is the largest one. This is where Michael Norman went to Vista Marietta. I'm at Tribeca Hills. We actually host the CIF Division I. There's four individual divisions in the southern section CIF. They're the only one that has more than one division. Four divisions. All those divisions are based on student population. And so my school has 2,500 students. Roosevelt in the Corona Riverside area, they have actually 5,000 kids. So all that demographic, but I think it's between 2,250 and 5,000. That's Division One. Then the next group is Division Two. That's what we'll see like modern day. They actually have quite a lot of kids. Our rival down the street, they have 1,800 kids. They're in Division Two as well. Then D3, D4. D4 is a very, very small, typically private schools because they have just not a lot of kids. Sarah of Gardenia actually is a very small private school in the Long Beach area. That's where Roderick Pleasant went last year. He was the fastest kid in the United States. He ran 10-1-4, almost breaking Matt Bowling's record. They're in Sarah. Like they won a California state title, but they're a very, very small school. So recap, there's four divisions in the southern section. Those four divisions at their prelims, top nine out of all the heats, they go to the CIF Division One, Division Two, Division Three, Division Four finals. Those divisions all in those finals, basically those are the four heats at the finals. There's nine teams or kids per race or flight, and they compete. Out of those four divisions, four flights, four heats, the top nine or 12 for a field event will then go down to something called a masters. Then that gets you to state prelims. So let me break it down a little more. Okay, it's very complicated.
We went very simplistic of all one class. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast is
buckle up.
Hold up. All right. Let's start back with the first round. Did you say the first round of our state series is leagues?
Yeah. So let me do two things. One, okay, let me break it down for what it looks like for everybody. And then let me break it down what it looks like for an example, Tribeca Hills High School trying to get to the state prelims or finals.
Yeah. Okay.
And good. It is very difficult
because you're in the southern. So there's some uniquenesses in the southern is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. There's four divisions in the southern. We're the only ones with multiple divisions just because there's so many teams, so all many right. kids.
Yeah. Do how it down. Do you break it down and how does that one mess it all up?
So every single division, there's 10 CIF sections. Every section in California has a qualifying way to get to state. Basically, they're narrowing it down. The way they do it, every team has to go to their league prelims. Every team has to go to their league finals. And there's a number set. Typically, it's three.
Let me ask real quick. You've done this twice now. You said league prelims and league finals as if that was two different meets. I'm thinking of prelims and finals are in one meet. Is this one meet or are these –
No, these are it's the same meet two different days.
Okay, but it's a
so ours is a Tuesday, Friday. Sometimes teams do it Friday and then the following Friday. So, they just basically are narrowing it down to get to the heat, get to the race, get to where it matters for points, matters for qualification.
League prelims on Tuesday, league finals on Friday.
That's how my league does it.
Wow. But most would be like leagues. It's Friday and Saturday. These are two separate meets. Interesting.
Same meet. And that's important because you only get four events per meet. So same meet, two different days. So I can't run, one kid in six races in the prelims decide to do five other races on the finals. No.
League prelims, league finals. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That goes into the sectional. Whatever section it is that goes into their prelims, They have multiple heats from all these different leagues. That narrows down to a finals, separate week, separate meet. And then they, from there, will go to another qualifier that will get them eventually to state prelims. So there's a very important aspect, but I will come back to it. This is how, as an example, a Southern Section team, my team, this is our journey. It's the most complicated because we're in the Southern Section that has the most kids. Mm-hmm. Tribeca Hills High School, let's just take their best 100-meter runner, okay? Mm-hmm. We go from league prelims, should mm-hmm. be easy for them.
Yep.
Top nine out of all those heats, all those kids, everybody goes to a league finals. There's one heat.
Got it.
100-meter runner. He needs to be top three or make a qualifying time. That's impossible. Nobody ever makes it to get to state or to the CIF D1 prelims. So top what three.
You added the time qualifier. We have that in some of our states. You said it's impossible. Is it a average of the third place over 5 years? What makes it impossible?
It's the mark is going to be an average of what the state or what the divisional one prelims was or finals was the previous year. It's an amalgamation of basically looking at that. It's very, very super hard. Tough. Like,
yeah,
very tough. So right,
league prelims, league finals. Now we're at.
Well, let's say my kid false starts. He's out.
No. Let's not complicate this. Let's make it easy. Your kid's a stud. He goes league prelims, league finals. Then he goes to
Division One prelims. There's going to be about five heats of that from all these different leagues. They're at Tribeca Hills High School because I'm hosting it.
And this is prelims. So this is where we do for Southern D1, D2, D3, D4.
No. So yeah, those meets are in different places. We're just in D1 right now. Okay. I'm just going to walk you through D1.
Right.
So, the kid that's a 100 runner, he's at D1 prelims. It's a meet. It's on a Saturday. He needs to make top nine. Heat winners go. He needs to get to the next week. So he wins his heat or he runs one of the best, next best times. They only take nine kids. They go to the next week. That's D1 finals. Now at that meet, you have D1, D2, D3, D4. We're all at the same place. There's four heats, four divisions. They all run one after another. And you're trying to score points to win a big, cool trophy and title for your team. So that's all Southern Section. Everybody's there. My kid runs, and they don't care about heat winners. They care just about the next best time. So D2, to be quite frank, stinks. Like, they're just not very good. I don't know why. I mean, they're just kind of the lower end public schools, and D2 typically won't have a lot of kids make it. Like, they can win, but they won't make it because they're not one of the best nine times. So they need to be at that meet. You have to be the top nine time out of all those divisions, all those heats.
Okay. All right.
This is where it gets complicated because I'm just saying college and some states and even including college and swimming, if you make a mark, you're in. You don't have to worry about the rest of the year. Right. Not us. You have to make it through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different weeks of qualifiers. So you could be the best 4x1, but you mess it up, you're out,
Yeah.
So my kid, let's go back. He wins, runs great, runs a 10-4, makes it through. He goes to something called a masters.
After those D1 and Southern Section, now we're going to a meet called masters.
Yep. We just went through D1 finals. The next week is called CIF masters.
Okay.
The reason they call it masters, this meet only exists as a qualifier to state. Every single 10 sections has this. My section gets six kids automatically through top six, no matter what. Because we're the biggest one, we get the most to go. So like the San Diego section gets two, San Francisco section gets one kid, unless they make a qualifying time, which is an amalgamation average of last year's state finals. They look at all like what they ran and they come up with a number.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible that every kid in that race, in this master's race, is going to make it through. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, my section is the best. It's where the most competition comes from. Mm-hmm. There was a year where, I ran the seventh best time in the state. It wasn't good enough. It ended up being the seventh best time. We didn't even get to go to state. That happens. Masters only exists to narrow down the field to get to state. So there's not 25 heats of the 100, you know.
Masters is the last meet before the state meet.
Yep. Everybody has them.
And everybody's together. No, once we get there, we're not, there's not a 1A champion, a Division I champion. There is a champion.
Right. So there is 10 different Masters races throughout the state for the 10 different state sections from Northern Cal, SoCal, Central Cal. Then that everybody gets to, once they figure all that out, it all gets sent to Brian Weaver at Buchanan High School in the middle of Central California, which is kind of the middle for everybody. It's a 5-hour drive for me. It's 5 hours from up north. It's, you know, it's kind of in the middle. But they have the unbelievable facility. He runs the best meet in the nation. And that's where we have state prelims Friday, state finals Saturday.
How do you figure this all out? What I mean by that is, like, if you're a new coach into California, you didn't run through the system. Heck, if you ran through the system, I'm not sure you could know it by heart. There's a lot of complexities there. Like, you've got to really, you got to have that rule book with you, I'm assuming. Like, okay, on this meet, we got Y and Z.
They sent out all the qualifying marks. We know what we have to do. We know what we're running for and towards. And you it's not even who's the best. It's just who survives the longest.
Survives. Yeah. It's like a survivor series. Okay.
The athletes have to learn to be very smart. And What's a qualifier? What am I going to do? We make decisions like, you're not going to do four events because you can't. We're going to have to pick and choose. Mm-hmm. It is, if you're a absolute stud, if you're Jenna Prandini, if you're Michael Norman, you can jog your way through to get through. But some of us have to, we have to PR out of control and run the, we ran Orange County's fastest time ever. And it got us fourth place at the state finals, you know? So it's like, what are you gonna do?
So you go to Buchanan High School for the state meet. Everybody's there. Tell us again, 2-day meet, prelims and finals for all your races and your field events.
Friday is prelims. You're going to find four heats, four different flights. They're just narrowing it down. You can do one jump. I mean, I had a high jumper that was clearly the best in California. He took one jump on Friday, qualified because he was the top nine. I'll see you on Saturday. He took two jumps, won it again because he was a freak. He was a 7-4 kid. It is all about just getting to state finals. So if you're a very, very good runner, don't mess up.
I think they should rename this, instead of the state meet, the Survivor Series. I mean, this is, it's not convoluted. There are some complexities here, but it's just, it's long. There is a lot of steps here.
Yep.
To get to the state 100-meter final, the state long jump final, the state 1600-meter. If a kid's coming through this system, heck, if coaches are going through the system, you've got to be – I like that you said, you got to be smart. You got to know what to do, when to do, where to do it. You got to be thinking always through this process.
Survive in advance. So all we ever say is just survive in advance. And, you know, that's what you have to do. And so, I mean, you're going to ask me later, and I'll just tell you right now, I wish they would get away from the Masters meet. I feel like, you know, is the big joke is this is just a moneymaker for CIF. They're just doing it to make money, but I understand they're trying to narrow down one of the largest states, most competitive states, into one cohesive, good, very good track meet where some of the best marks in the state are going to come from. And I mean, it's a crazy, crazy meet. It's so fun too. And there's not many classes. There's one California state finals. So to be quite honest, I'll never win. My team will never win a state title. But it's a really fun meet because, you know, you get to watch the best compete and you're not there to win a state title. You're there to see, you know, how good am I compared to everybody else? Like, let's get and let's compete at the highest level at the time that it matters the most.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I would get rid of the Masters meet because it's just another qualifier. I feel like if you ran really, really good at, you know, the finals, like, and you made a certain qualifying time, they should just get you through. So an example would be my team ran whatever the qualifier was and they ran the time, just let them in. But you have to do that again the next week. Just another moment to try to qualify, and you see batons dropped, you see nerves happen, you see false starts. It's a bummer to watch these kids just have they're kids, just have like a quick little hiccup and then their entire season is gone. It's over. Mm-hmm. if we can just get rid of one more qualifier, I think that'd be great.
Okay, so this next question is a little bit of a hard question, right? Because you're in it on a daily basis. So when I ask you what unique events California might run, they may not necessarily be unique to you, right? The javelin is not unique to Kansas because they do it every day. So it's kind of a hard question. But if you think about the quote-unquote standard array of events at the average high school meet, does California do anything different? Any unique relays, any field events, et cetera?
Well, we don't have javelin because we feel like giving kids spears is probably child abuse. So we don't have that. We instituted the 4x8. That was new.
Yeah, that's right.
Last year, It was experiment. Seemed really cool. We do not have the 4x2, which I'm a huge advocate for because I'm also a sprint coach, so I'm kind of biased. That is in the works. I would say we're very, very slow to adopt things. The one thing that our state finals does have is we have a unified section that's really unique. So unified track and field, which is like kids with special needs, they can run. And, you know, our school is a big champion of that. So we partner them. Unified means they have an athlete that is an athlete with special needs, and they partner with someone that does not. And it's really cool. Yeah. And we also have like the ambulatory type of Paralympics. There's also those elements, and they have their own qualifiers for those things as well. But the state meet has those sprinkled in throughout the 2 days at Clovis or Buchanan High School.
That is awesome. That you are so far the second state that does that. And I highly encourage, I love that California leads the way there. That's awesome. I love that. What about, something that changes sometimes from state to state? Do you do the 16 and the 32, or do you do the mile, 2 mile? What are you doing there?
16, 32. Yeah. We're pretty standard, you know, like 4x1, 4x4, yep. 1, 2, 4, 800, 1600, 32, both hurdles, short and long. So, nothing crazy.
Yep. Anything, some states after the state meet, the official state meet, so we're giving out a team trophy, and you're giving out one team trophy. That's amazing in California. Any quote-unquote unofficial state meets, heptathlon, decathlon, javelin, hammer, anything like that? Meet of champions? Nope. Anything after the state meet? Well, your state meet is the meet of champions, actually. So no meet of champs. No unofficial state meets events after.
No, nothing like that. In fact, if you want to continue to compete, now you're talking about nationals.
When you say nationals, you mean summer track, AAU, USATF? That?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to find these things in, like, I mean, there's a bunch of them, right? Eugene had one, North Carolina had one.
Gotcha. Yeah, Nike, yeah. Adidas, New Balance, gotcha. Yep.
Right. Perfect.
All right. Well, help settle us a debate here. At least, you know, knowing that you don't speak for every coach in California, you at least speak for your culture there, maybe at your school and around your circle of network. What do? Do we qualify for the state meet? Do we qualify for states? Do we qualify for state? It's not plural. How do we say it there in your neck of the woods?
Qualify for states? Yeah, there's only one California. You qualified for state. Just qualify state. For state.
That's it.
State.
I love it. Very good. And, you know, I'm going to give you one more chance. You gave us your one thing you would change. You would get rid of masters, one level of qualifying right there. Anything else here in the last 60 seconds? If you could magic wand change anything in the California system, what might that be?
It's a great question. To be honest, I go back and forth if having different classes would be smart. I mean, the rules are different for everybody. Some school districts have open school districts. The private schools out here are just out of control, offering all kinds of opportunities. And yet my school, with a bunch of other public schools, you have to live in the attendance area and you have to show up. So, I mean, I don't know if it's equal representation, but also I think California does a good job not looking at success as only who won the state title. I like to look at the coaches and the programs that are constantly at these high, high level qualifiers over and over and over and over again. I'm not so much interested in who had Michael Norman. I'm more interested in possibly who had, you know, who got four kids to run 48, not who got one kid to run 45 in the quarter. So I think California does a really, really good job making sure that it's equitable to the best it could be with such a high populated state. The one thing I would love to see, we do not have a California Coaches Association, unlike Texas, which is humongous. California has nothing like that. And that's a real bummer because collaboration and just being connected to other coaches, that's a more like grassroots kind of thing. And that only is by relationships, but like what you have and the group text you're on and the Twitter accounts that you have. And I think that's a bummer. So I'm not sure that answers your question about the state qualifying process, However, it is definitely something that needs to happen if CIF is not going to do it either way, anyway. So it needs to be its own kind of governing body.
Yeah, we would 100% be in favor of that. As we look at the states of Wisconsin, Ohio, Illinois, Texas, that have Louisiana have strong track and field coaches associations, things are stronger that way. We'd highly encourage California to grassroot it up and start there. JT, this was awesome. You know, we are on a quest to interview a coach from every state and explore the uniquenesses of that state. And California certainly stepped up and did some uniqueness there with a one-class state championship for one of the, you know, top three states as far as population, specifically with participation in track: California, Texas, and Florida. So JT, thank you so much for joining us. And hey, don't forget, down in the show notes, JT, he had a pretty good voice, right? Well, he's actually the host of the On Track and Field podcast as well, and does an amazing job. I'm so, so happy and proud what he and On Track do for our sport. So go, you listen to this podcast, you should be listening to their podcast as well. So go check it out in the show notes. I've got a link right there for you. He's amazing. You got to go check him out. So thank you again for being here. Check out us tomorrow. We're going to do a whole nother state tomorrow. JT, thank you, sir.
My pleasure.